The lazy days of summer have gotten a bit less lazy, or maybe a different kind of lazy, thanks to the Fayetteville Public Schools bookmobile. Mondays in June and July this summer, a large gray SUV with FPS magnets on the side makes 5 stops on the west side of town to allow students the opportunity to check out books to read. The SUV belongs to Sarah Jewell, library specialist at Holt Middle School. She got the idea for the bookmobile from an episode of The Ellen Show, which had showcased an Oklahoma teacher running a similar program. Sarah says that while the Fayetteville Public Library does an excellent job of promoting reading during the summer, not everyone can make it to the library.
As far as those kids I know that will probably stay at home, you know, not go a whole lot of places, you know, maybe their parents just stay home during the day and they need something fun to do, and it's just a good way for us to get in the community. And Fayetteville is just a community that embraces this kind of, you know, this kind of novice thinking, I think.
Reading can be their only outlet during the 2.5 months or so they are away from the classroom. Stacy Wilcox is a third grade teacher at Holcomb Elementary and one of 2 teachers volunteering to pass out books on the day of my visit.
And you think of some of these kiddos and for their families, sometimes summer might turn out to be a little bit harder than it is for the school year, which is not, you know, what us as teachers experience. Our summer is a little more relaxed, but for some of these families, it can be a little more difficult for them not having the school around in that time. And all of that. So I think that this experience is just perfect for some of those families that give them that little extra peace during the summertime to keep their academics up while they're at home. So
learning loss is something that many students experience when not in school. Stacy says this is something she sees when kids return to the classroom each August.
It definitely shows up in their reading level and even their motivation. I mean, some of them are excited to get back to school and some of them not so much. So when they can keep in touch with reading and those sorts of things over the summer, it really does make a big difference.
Sarah, the librarian, puts together a selection of books for the kids to choose from each week. She picks the popular genres she knows students will pick on any given day. Books she won't have to push on them, but ones they'll happily grab.
I know that they'll either go to the graphic novel section, or I know that they'll go to the sports section of the nonfiction. And then chapter books are always, you know, they all love the chapter books. So I made sure to get some, you know, girl ones, some boy ones, and some either or.
Her library at Holt has 16,000 books. Here, on a sidewalk in the Links at Weddington apartment complex, there are 5 large plastic bins, and she admits it's a very grassroots effort. To keep track of the books as they come and go, she carries a laptop computer with a link to the FPS system. The next week, kids will check the books back in, and they go into a separate bin.
All right, what's your lunch number, sweetheart?
1, 4.
Sarah checks out the books that Shantae Hutton has picked out. She's going into the 6th grade at Holcomb Elementary, and though she lives nearby, her grandmother has driven Shantae and her little brother to the book stop.
Have you enjoyed reading this summer?
Yes.
Yeah, it's one of your. Is it one of your favorite things to do?
No, not my favorite, but yeah. I'll read them once in a while.
Yeah. When do you like to read?
Whenever I'm bored.
Yeah. What are your favorite things to read?
Like, my favorite things to read are like realistic books and like fiction books and some nonfiction books, not all fiction books. I like to read some nonfiction books too.
What is it that you like about reading the nonfiction books?
Well, I like nonfiction books better because it's true stories and you get learn more than by, and I like fiction books too because they're funny and you can laugh and have fun with them.
Yeah. Which books did you pick out?
I picked out a Dear Dumb Diary book and a Catching Fire book.
Her little brother, Jaquan, has also picked out some books to take home.
I got Henry the Deadly. He's a lizard, and he has lizard problems. And I got Happy Birthday to Bad Kitty, where it's his birthday.
Yeah. Why did you choose those books?
Because I like these books, because this one's funny, and this is actually a new book for me because I never read it.
Yeah, but you've seen it before?
No.
Is it fun to get to come down? I mean, you don't even have to leave your house, really, to get to come pick out new books.
Mm-hmm.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The teachers and Sarah are on hand in case the kiddos need help picking out books.
Let's see how big our words are. You might have to help, sister.
She actually...
The bookmobile originally stopped at 7 locations, but was reduced down to 5 because kids weren't showing up. Sarah chose the locations based on bus routes and where a number of students get on or get off. This stop at the Links is the second stop for the bookmobile of the morning, and Sarah says they usually see 7 to 10 kids, depending on vacations and activities. Thanks to the Rogers Samaritan Center, they also hand out snack packs, complete with bottled water. The final stop of the day piggybacks with the free lunch program of Feed Fayetteville, held at the Dwelling Place Church on Dean Street, where families go for the meal Monday through Fridays at noon. The stop is near Washington Plaza Apartments and usually sees 25 to 30 kids from a variety of schools, such as Asbell, Leverett, and Washington, in addition to Holt and Holcomb. The hope is to extend the partnership with Feed Fayetteville next summer to reach even more places and students. There are just 2 more Mondays remaining in the Fayetteville Public Schools Bookmobile Summer Program, and we'll post a list of the stops and times at our website, ozarksatlarge.com. And this is Ozarks at Large.